your big beast to across the street.
Yeah, you know, if, okay, so if you're at the place there, the pizza place, if you look across the street, there's a little gravel parking lot there, right? And so we just pull in there and park in there.
All right. Yep, familiar with it.
Yeah, it's very convenient. And it's level, too. One time I parked on the street, you know how hilly that street is, right? Kind of a bit sketchy.
Oh, yeah. Well, I usually, if I've done that on the face down part, parked where I'm not a motorhome or a camper, or heave on the e-brake, turn the wheels in, hope for the best.
Yeah, exactly. Not only that, too, when you got to get going, right? This thing weighs quite a bit, so, yeah. No, it's just so much easier just to park in that parking lot and cross the street.
Oh, yeah. What is that noise? Do you hear that noise?
Yeah, somebody ker-chunking a repeater. I don't know why they just don't have a QSO. I find that more fun. Anyway, yeah, so, what else have you been up to?
Ordering new stuff from my antenna.
Oh, okay. Do you got to get some coax?
I ordered some this morning, yep.
Yeah, that stuff isn't getting any cheaper.
Nope, certainly not. So, everything's in the mail. Oh no, the new antenna's at the house already.
Oh, good, good. Oh, I'll have to come by and check it out. I'm in the area.
Oh, you can come over and help me stretch it out.
How long is it?
100 feet. 20 feet. No, 30 feet shorter than the last one.
Oh, okay. So what is it? Does it do 80 meters, I guess?
Oh, yeah. 160 through 10.
Oh, very nice. Yeah, how's your noise level in the 160 in your neighborhood?
I have no idea. I've never had 160 that works.
Oh, you never have? Oh, I thought you did. Oh, okay. Oh. Yeah, I don't have 160. I can only do 80 and 80, 40 and the rest. But my noise level varies. Some days it's not too bad, and other days it's bad. I'm talking about like local, noise level.
Well, with the Verticon, since I've already had a wire, I would go with the wire any day over the Verticon, as I can contest to docking many different places. Japan being the best on 10 meters, I can't even touch it on this one. This Verticon on 10. Whether there's just nobody out there, well, actually, no, there has been, and I've heard them with a solid signal and can't get back to them, but with a wire, I'd grab them with even a weaker signal, so I don't know what's changed. I'm going to use the same post, take down the vertical, sell it, and move on.
Yeah, I prefer my wire ones. It's still the same one you know about there, the G5RV. It's pretty good overall, you know. If I had more trees or other things, I'd put another one up, but in the opposite direction, you know, different direction, north south. Then one would be north south, one would be east west.
Yeah, the way I had it set up before was northeast southwest. It did really well. I was impressed. It was talking everywhere. And now that I've got a radio with a bit more beef in it. I don't actually, this one is rated where I need to be 35 feet or higher, but nothing less. Well, I can do that because I also paid for some telescopic masting, so now I can do it all myself.
Oh, those are the best, yeah. Telescope mast, that's great. Also, if you need to take it down or whatever, right, for servicing or that kind of thing?
Oh, I got to be able to do it all off the deck. I'm going to base it at the deck, so 10 feet off the ground, and I'm going to put it up 30 on the masting, and it'll be 20 feet over, so I'll have 42 feet, I think it is, or 40 feet. I'll be laughing. That's good enough for me. I'm not going 65 feet again.
Oh, yeah, I mean, mine's not super high either. You know, you do with what you work. Oh, it looks like, yep, looks like we're starting to move here. I better let you go there, James. I'll catch up with you later on your side of the water.
Yep, be around. Talk to you later. Have a safe trip. Victor Echo 7, Bravo November, Victor Echo 7, Tango Golf Clear.
Yeah, 7-3 for now, Victor Echo 7, Bravo November.
Bay Travel 7-0-0 Sierra, James, set runaway.
Hi, Andy, how's it going?
Not too bad, just kidding myself with a few gasoline fumes right now. I've just put the radio back in my car, so I'm just checking it out, and you just happened to be there, so I thought, well, you know, just fire her up and make sure she works. How you doing, James? How's life?
Oh, it's all good. I just had my phone ring in my ear. Hold on there, Andy.
Hold it on.
Zulu Sierra, Victor Echo 7, take a call.
Welcome back. I realized that when I install my radio, there's an airbag apparently that comes out by my knees. So, it's very tight against that, very tight to try and make sure it avoids that, but I don't think it's okay.
You didn't put your radio, don't you have a split radio, like a base plate?
No, just the any tone. I want to stick it in the middle of the car, but it's right now it's by the door.
Wow. Oh, big radio. Get under the dash where your legs are. Your airbags. Well,
It's not a very big radio. It's just that's the only place that I can actually mount it. Where it's actually mountable, because everywhere else there is literally nothing, and I don't want to drill into anything. So it's kind of just mounted into an existing bolt.
Oh, I see. I can't remember what the inside of you're still driving your Volvo?
Ford Escape.
Oh, see, no, I didn't know. I'd say throw it up on the dash, but probably not much room up there.
Yeah, no, there's a speaker in the middle, so that would be the ideal place to stick it, would be in the middle on the top of the, where the speaker is, but then I'd lose the speaker. Yeah, no, it's not the most easy car to mount things in, and getting a grounding point is even more difficult, because I should really have this radio connected to a ground point and not directly to the battery because of all the magical electrics in here.
Yeah, I got mine mounted under the seat to the ground of the car. Seems to work better. I got a big filter to put in the line, but I'm not going to bother. What for? This is working good right now.
I'm going to see if there's a possibility that I can stick it in where the gear knob and the air conditioning controls are, because it's the perfect spot, but right now it has a USB port and a 12-volt port, so it's kind of like not possible, and I don't know how the plastics are, but it would fit in that space just perfectly.
Oh, well, yeah, give it a try, right? Mine's mounted right to the bolt of the seat that holds me in place. Good ground, right through.
But I guess you've got a remote screen on yours. Mine doesn't have a remote screen, without getting the Bluetooth remote screen thing for it.
Oh, yeah, no remote screen. V71. Perfect. Put it anywhere. Got a spider mount, double-sided sticky tape, little pocket between the stereo and the air conditioning, and sticks right in there. Perfect.
Yeah, I might have to just invest in the Bluetooth unit and be done with it, I think. Because, yeah, it would be better if this thing was under the seat for sure. It would be right out of the way then.
Oh, yeah, exactly. What's that you got in your hand?
A box.
A box. She bought a box. Oh, a box of glass cleaners.
Hello, Nikki.
Hello, 88.
88 to you too. Hope you're well. I'm going to say 73, James. I'm going to go back inside. I've got other things to do, but I thought I'd just say hello as you were there, and I'll let you enjoy the rest of your weekend, and we shall have a catch-up soon.
Yeah, you bet. Sounds good. Eventually you'll get over here, huh?
Yep, it's still on the roadmap. It's still there. We're still trying to figure out what the best way to go about it is. Still trying to convince the parents to give us the money to let us do it. But yeah, we'll get there.
Yeah, excellent. All right, well, you take care, Andy. It was good talking to you. We'll catch you again down the road. Victor Echo 7, Tango Golf.
Take care of yourselves, and I will speak to you soon. Victor Alpha 7, Zulu Zulu Sierra, going clear. See you later, James.